Today is January 19th, 2004. It is 1:35 in the afternoon, and this is the afternoon of the third and final Northern Dialectical Forum.
Thank you. just play a year I can play it. I never played very much. Sometimes I can get a song, hear a song, and then I can just go and pick it up.
Remember the Virginia Reel dance? Virginia Reel.
Antonio Rose. Favorite song.
Yeah,
Kentucky.
That was Fred's mom's favorite song. Springtime in Alaska. Poem. Yes. Springtime in Alaska. Springtime in Alaska. When it's springtime in Alaska. See, the first time I played it, I got to practice a little bit. Thank you.
that song. Quite a few chords in that song, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
them songs, but I just pick them up.
You should have one day elders' place to get together and do this to, you know,
exercise.
The dancing and
elders' dance. Well, it's the elders' dance.
March with the time.
See, this one guy wanna, you know, he bought the accordion from Hager.
Charlie.
Hager. Yeah, he's trying to sell me one too. He keeps calling me. And I'm gonna try to buy it. I don't know how much it's gonna sell. Last time he told me it was 150, but
well, that was his old one when he got the newer one.
But I might, if I buy it, then I can have more practice. I don't have one. Mm-hmm. $250, I can't afford it. Unless you get Exxon money.
Yours?
No, the points.
Thank you.
the old time song. I know how to play that unugu. Sad when the dads were old.
Remember that song that we took out of the out of the computer, that old time song? I sang it to my mom one time. The old time song.
Blue eyes.
You know what she said?
Thinking tonight of my blue eyes, that one? That's an old one. Red River Valley.
Oh, that one.
Thank you.
my song. Don't let me cross over the
Remember the song you and Ella sang, you, Ella, and Catherine, on the 4th of July in Moser Bay? Do you remember the name of it?
Oh, you guys used to sing it all the time. I can't remember the song.
I can't remember either. We used to like to sing
this. Yeah, three ladies sang on the 4th of July. Three of you ladies, you, Catherine, and Ella.
Just a blue moon turned to gold again.
Oh, when the blue moon
turns to gold again.
Some pistol packed mama.
Yeah.
play something like that, but I just can't think of that. After I practice on.
Well, one of the requests that we got for topics to talk about today. We were wondering if in Aleutic you could tell us stories about.
about the games that you used to play when you were growing up.
Mary, hallo Dietzton, ho. Hallo Dietzton.
Get to root Jacob.
My favorite one was inside of the house when the weather was bad. It's called Mayuwanstak. I don't know what it is.
In
winter time.
For
spring.
Mayuwanstak Yaslan came, but it was still at the winter go by time. And then Aegak.
Aegak.
The summer last year. I guess. Aegak.
Aegak.
That was the yellow-crowned sparrow.
What did they call it?
Pretty one.
In English.
Yellow-crowned sparrow.
We call them a bowen.
I love you. Weeping again.
Okay, Shakoskak is just a bird. Right? Or is that the name of them?
Yeah.
Those little egoiki. Shakoska.
They're all different. Shakoska.
It sounds like shakoska.
Birds. Just birds.
Yeah.
Birds.
There's a whale.
Shakoska.
Shakoska is a duck.
No, shakoska.
Shakoska
is a duck. But how do you just say the word for a bird?
Shakoska.
Okay, there you go.
Those little ones, big flock of flying flocks. Expecting winter.
Chickadees.
Yanis Nayo, I don't know what chickadees.
Nasuka. I really enjoy it. So those people play, I know they just play mostly the jazz and the fear. They still do the boys.
Mom, just that one day I was playing with the string.
Play with a bone, you know, they
get a fire.
They talk to it in the ear.
Yeah, and then
you win.
You get a number or something. And if you don't, then you get chewing on top of, I guess. That's what I know.
Irene just made this doll. She said that you guys used to make dolls, some of you, when you were younger. It's probably about that size right now.
Maybe it's that long.
Cute.
Do you guys remember making dolls like this?
Yeah, our mama used to make, a doll for summer.
There's a rope of candlelock. And the guy who was making the dolls was arrow.
And then after the dolls come, then they play with an arrow. Right after Easter sometimes. And then the girls remember to use it at night. White shirt and their nice ties just flying around. We stay up the husband shower for us.
If I could remember how to do it.
Gonna make a little animal?
I can't remember how to do
it.
Make
a weasel.
I made the iron, but where's the weasel? See. Oh gosh, let's see.
I forget how to do that too.
Keep turning. Yellow pencil.
My mom made me did that for me when we were in church, so I could be quiet.
I do it. And I can't remember how they.
Then you pull the end.
Yeah. I don't know what they used to do, but they used to make it walk, and it walked. I can't remember how they did it. It was kind of awkward, but those were some of the ways we used to play with things.
Ourselves. Show me how to make the doll.
Ik dacht dat je er klaar
bent.
Ay, chaha. Ay, chaha. It's kind of awkward to smile. But we used to do a lot of things with little hankies to keep us busy.
Looks
like
Nick's
rides here. He's gonna have to say
something. Oh, yeah, thank you, Nick. You guys like to take a 5-minute break? Mm-hmm. Feels like we just sat down, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But we're scheduled for a break around now. So we can keep going if you'd like and just take it later. No? Okay, so we'll go now. And who else was it?
Dennis.
Okay. Don't let him sit on it, okay?
We'll see how his behavior is.
Abba.
Were you going to ask him?
Gotcha. Abba. Abba. Abba.
Yeah.
Good day,
everyone.
Granddaughter got it all running here and there.
Yes, that's
good. Tomorrow night. I just found out Tuesday or Wednesday.
Keeps dying.
Oh, yeah. If you can.
No problem.
Yes.
No problem.
No, just coming and going. So you'll be back when? Don't sit on that.
I'll be back on Sunday. Then I have to leave on Tuesday morning.
Back to?
Come back on Sunday, leave back on Tuesday.
Are you going down to Akiak for Cultural Week?
No. Okay. I went down for suicide prevention.
When is that?
They didn't tell me.
Second week of March is Cultural Week.
Yeah.
Second week in March, 8 through 12.
A Lutic week. These would be good for Lutic week.
What do you do during the culture?
Singing.
We're going to be making Korean
music
dance regalia
would be good for Lutic
for
week.
The,
yeah.
Oh, kids.
That's what they used to do here.
Mm-hmm.
Sewing.
Are you going for it?
So, yeah, they're going to be doing that for, so that they can wear them at AFN. They've been invited to AFN.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, so they wanted to have some.
Just the ones from Auckland
that I know of.
Yeah.
You're not. Might like to go to Edmonton.
I guess.
Years. Yeah. Too bad they don't send you that for Aleutic Week.
What Aleutic Week?
To teach them how to jitterbug. You, yeah.
You don't, but.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get the worm too old, though.
Never.
Oh, that's when they have the blind knee, they have all these Swedish pancakes.
Well, I think a lot of, if everybody's ready, the last time that we met, we had talked about a number of modern items that we have today that we didn't necessarily have 100 years ago or even 20 years ago. And historians find any of these items, Aleutic words that we can then use from now on. And April has taking the liberty to write them up here. And what we basically want to do, I also contacted Manuel to get some ideas of things that they use, words that they use as well. And we were hoping that we could share them with all of you, and you could vote and let us know which ones you would prefer us to use. When we're referring to some modern things like TVs and computers and even curtains. So, should we go ahead and start with curtain?
Sure.
Since that's the first one.
I'm trying to draw my little visual aids up here. Okay, this is a window with curtains on it, if you can't tell. Okay. what we were talking about last time was calling it column patois, a window's cover. Some other words that are possible are storkok, which I believe is of Russian derivation. And what they call them over in Nahualic is halam patui. Is that just plural?
Yeah,
plural. Halam patui. So these two are the same, it's just single and plural. Is that right? Does anyone like any of these better than the others?
What's the difference? Maybe not limited to pronunciation, I would say.
But toi is one, but twi is more.
More than
to me, it seems like you'd use patois if you're looking for it. I would think, if you're looking for them.
Now that one over there had a curtain on it,
mm-hmm.
or a cover, you would say, chalam patois.
The cover.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. The cover.
But plural would be patui.
Patui.
Okay. So do we like column patois? Does that work for everybody?
That's not a curtain.
I would say
but
how
would
you
how
call a curtain?
You're asking for a curtain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or anything that you would use like a curtain, like window shades or regular curtains.
They used to use sheets.
Is there,
Mom,
do you guys remember, do you two remember what the curtain for a window was called?
I used to hear about them, but we never. I used to hear about it, but mostly in Carlo, we called it, we knew it, Sturka.
Sturka. Oh, Sturka. Russian.
Mary Phillips and Mom used to use that word.
Sturka.
Sturka.
It is from Russian.
Okay, how do you call that in Russian?
People like it best.
Sturka.
That's what it is.
Sturka in Russian.
Sturka.
Sturka.
Okay. Oh, they must have just put a Q at the end then for Alutep.
ING in Alutep.
Sturka is one.
So halam patwa is just one curtain,
uh-huh.
and then halam patui is like curtains on
covers.
Lots of windows.
Yeah. Yes,
we're
window covers, yeah.
Okay. So,
would you guys use both halam patwa and Sturka? Everybody would recognize both words, so we don't have to vote and have just one.
I think they would recognize.
Okay,
yeah,
I think they would. Okay, great. Well, we'll use both words then on the materials we develop.
Sturka.
Okay, our next word is television. Now, over in Nahualic, they say TV-ik.
TV.
Just eluticized English. Actually, it's not even English. It's an eluticized something. Eluticized abbreviation. That's probably the first one ever. But we have a couple of other possibilities that we talked about last time. The first one is Patridat Nuaskat, pictures that talk. And then Tanghachat Nuaskat, pictures that you see. Is that what it means?
But we see.
Oh, we see.
The one that talks.
We see the ones that talk. And then we also have TV. What do you guys think?
I think the first one is right. After you get the list cut, it's pretty good, I
think. Okay, so I've heard people say both of these sound good.
Yeah. But you don't have picture at all in the middle one.
Mm-mm. It's just seeing somebody
seeing
talk.
Something that talks.
We see something that talks.
We see something that talks.
But I think the first one. I like the first one.
This kind of covers it more because it has a picture involved. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the first word is a Russian word, so.
That's true. Yeah,
they have lots.
Okay, do you guys want to vote on the first and the second? Or do you want to just have consensus?
Let's just say them again.
We have
Patrida Niwaskat
and
Tam Khachbat
Niwaskat.
What is the first one?
Pictures that talk. Pictures that talk.
It's not a life or death situation that
What do you think, Mary? Which one do you like?
Yeah.
It has to be explained by the picture of God. I don't know how to call it.
Well, do we want to come up with a different word that kind of has more meaning to it so that it's more obvious what they're talking about? Like a picture box or something like that?
Well, that would be only picture box. Picture box, but
TV.
If you guys want to just keep it simple and call it TV.
No, I think that TV was cut.
TV was
cut. I think the first one would be more original.
TV.
There we go.
Tivik.
Yeah.
Well, now
it's
Tivik.
Yeah.
Okay. I like
Tivik
better.
Tivik. Tivik. Well, that's definitely a new word. Tivik. You can't say Tivik. You say Tivik.
Tivik.
That's what the North would say. Northerners.
Tivik. Yeah, it almost sounds Tivik, doesn't it?
Tivik.
Is that good? Is this the word that we're going
to
go with?
Tanamami, Mary, Kamani Tivichtuk. Tivichtuk. That's really English, though.
Tivichtuk. What Tivich?
Yeah. Okay.
I do.
Well, our next word.
Tatak Mias, but Bingakan.
Patri, that new was cut.
Me too, actually. I like that one too.
Should we say both are okay?
Yeah. Take your pick. I think Tivik will win though, with the more modern speakers.
With the youngsters.
Yeah.
Okay. Now for radio, we didn't talk about radio last time, and the only thing that we have found for radio, which to me it looks like just the word for music, is Choyat.
Radio.
I used to hear that in radio. That's what I heard in Kaguya.
Okay, well that's, I mean, if people used to use this in the past, that gives it
Well, at least it doesn't sound like radio.
Yeah,
so
radio.
Radio.
Choyak, I remember I used to call it them things, RCA things.
Oh,
Choyak.
Like a phonograph?
Old timer one.
Music.
Wheat, you go.
And honey, too.
Hey! Yeah, too.
He's the middle with the finger. And then the needles, remember the needles?
Yeah.
Sharp.
Sharp.
Keep
jiving.
Keep jiving.
Are we ready to move on to the next word? Can anyone tell what this is? Coffee maker. And the word that we have seen in other places in the Aleutic region is kuhyalisun, or kuhyalisun. How do you say that better? I
know
I'm
putting the
emphis on the wrong part of the word.
Is that a coffee pot?
I know if I said
coffee
pot,
that means
I'm making coffee right
now. Coffee means I have no coffee.
Coffee means I have no coffee?
No,
I know I could feel how to say it, but I don't know how to
say it. You can't come on.
Okay. And do people care if you say
Kuhyalisun
or
Kuhyalisun?
Kuhyalisun,
yeah.
With the F?
Kuhyalisun, yeah.
Now, there might actually be words that you remember for iron.
How about Pitchudak?
Pitchudak is bad. No, you're not.
Okay, so Utyuk is an iron.
Utyuk.
Okay.
Sad iron. We used to call them sad irons.
Why are they sad?
That was the brand. It was written right on the iron. Sad iron. You understand why?
What was the brand, Nadia?
Sad iron.
Maybe from Utyuk. I don't know. I've never heard of Utyuk.
Utyuk.
Almost like Utmuk.
Utyuk. Iron.
Utyuk. I never heard that.
Utyuk is press. Your press. You're using it.
Coffee table. How do you say kufia or kufia?
Kufia.
Kufia. Yeah, let's do it with kufia. Must be the southern end.
Kufia. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The first one up here we have is for a coffee table. So the first choice we have is Pufiam Stulua, the coffee's table. Or we have Stul Huak, which is just like a table, like a little table or something like that.
Stulu Huak.
Stulu Huak. Oh, I forgot the...
Like a table.
Like a table.
Like a table.
Or you could say stulumchwa.
Yeah.
Stulumchwa. Small table.
Stulumchwa.
So you say kufiam stulumchwa? Okay. So who likes... Kufiam Stulua.
Where's your hand?
No one sounds very excited about that.
I like that.
A little bit
of excitement.
I like
that too. Okay. Kufiam Stulua.
And then what about Stulufak?
Stulufak.
Stulufak? Okay, so it looks like we're about even right now. What about Kufiam Stulumchwa?
At the little coffee table.
A little coffee table?
Yeah, Stulumchwa.
Okay.
What if you have a big one though?
So what about just for a regular coffee table? Small coffee table. And then this could just be like any kind of type table. Right? Okay. So is it okay if we were making learning materials to call a regular coffee table a kufiam stulua? Yeah.
That would be an allocation.
Allocation coffee
table?
Uh-huh.
Okay. No, not allocation. Because all the meals are served around the main table.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is like the table in your living room, you know, the...
Yeah, I know.
Place for coffee. Kufiahwik. We have another option, which is... Kufiahwik.
Yeah, that's a good
place
one.
Place for coffee.
Coffee or tea boat one.
Yeah. Chayawik.
Yeah.
The Kofiahwik.
Kofiahwik is a good one, yeah. Kofiahwik.
Kofiahwik. Okay, well, it looks like right now we're kind of duking it out between Kofiahwik and Kofiam Stulua for just a regular coffee table. Right, should we just go ahead and use both?
Yeah. But then if you're going to use table, you got to use stulwa.
Okay.
I mean, if you're going to keep table.
Because a kufiahwik could be like a coffee shop.
Coffee shop, yeah.
Yeah.
Coffee shop.
Right.
Okay. Well, then let's...
Coffee shop.
Coffee shop. And then stulufak is just like a table.
Oh, coffee shop.
Yeah,
and
where
then
you, where you
kufiam
have
coffee.
Place to drink coffee.
Would be a little
coffee
table.
Like a kufiahwik. Yeah.
And sorry if you can't read my writing. And then I guess then we'll just stick with kufiam stulufak for a regular coffee table. Let me know if anyone has any disagreement to that. Okay, should we move on then? Well, each of these have their own. This is a regular one. And then kufiahwik is a coffee shop. This is just like a table.
It would be like, you know, knirwik.
Knirwik.
Yeah, kitchen where you cook.
Okay.
That would be
and
the
then
same.
This is a coffee table, but it's a small one.
Okay.
We're specifically targeting a coffee table, right?
Yeah. So this is going to be just a regular coffee table. Okay. Our next one is ceiling. You know how we've been trying to figure this one out for quite a while? We have patalok, which I believe, where do we get this one? I think
Ted,
that one from Jake.
I thought Teddy said that.
Is Russian?
Mm-hmm. Is that
okay.
It's Russian.
So we have patalok. We also have astinam kulini. Astinam kulini. So it's like the top of the walls or above the walls. And then also in Namwalik they say patalok too. They just spell it a little differently. So basically, any way we go, it's going to have some Russian in it because.
Yeah, right.
Because these are, you know, things that we didn't have in the same way before contact.
But the lug would be the way to go because you have one word.
One word? You like one word?
Uh-huh. You have a whole bunch of words to get all mixed up.
Oh, Mary.
Stinak wall and then Stinak Kulini on top of the wall? Is that how you'd say it?
About the wall.
Astinam Kulia?
Kulini.
Astinam Kulini?
Kulini.
Okay, so you could say Kulini or Kulwa?
Kulini.
So this would be on top of, but this would be the top.
The top.
Okay. So maybe Estinam Kuli?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to everybody?
Frankly, I like Patalok because it's one. You know, it's not attached. Yeah, it's attached to the wall, but not associated. You know what I mean?
You don't have to compare it to anything.
Yeah,
else.
It's just one word.
Okay.
Ask Mary if it's Patalok. She remembers.
Atkuk.
Paltuk.
I think in the Russian it's called.
You know that stem word, again, Florence, patwa is the stem word, cover.
But that's it there, patalok.
They're writing up for that. But I'm working out because it has meaning. But what, you know?
So, are people leaning towards Patalok or Estinam Kuli? Mm-hmm. I think we're kind of divided.
Yeah.
Maybe do you want to come back to this one later?
No, just do it.
Patalok,
I guess, like Florence said, patwa is this cover.
Yeah. Oh, so patalok is probably from the same group.
Patalok
right.
would be giving the definition.
Okay. Well, would you like to vote on it, or should we?